This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Taliban have captured another three provincial capitals in Afghanistan, completing their sweep of the country's south. The lightning offensive is gradually encircling Kabul just weeks before the U.S. is set to officially end its two-decade war. The latest blow was the loss of the capital of the Helmand province on Friday. American, British, and allied NATO forces fought some of the bloodiest battles there in the past 20 years. The insurgents have taken 18 of the country's 34 provincial capitals in recent days. That includes the country's second and third largest cities, Herat and Kandahar. The Taliban now control more than two-thirds of Afghanistan just weeks before the U.S. plans to withdraw its last troops. The Philippines reported on Friday its second largest daily increase in COVID-19 infections, providing more evidence of how the Delta variant may be spreading and ramping up pressure on the country's already stretched healthcare system. Hundreds of hospitals in the country are nearing full capacity, with some facilities reporting they have run out of intensive care unit beds for COVID-19 patients, leaving healthcare workers who are forced to work longer hours exhausted. One nurse says she cares for up to 12 patients at a time instead of five, and has seen her 8-hour shift sometimes extended to 16 hours without any breaks. Philippines Health Ministry recorded more than 13,000 new coronavirus infections on Friday, the highest since a record daily tally of more than 15,000 on April 2nd. Total cases are now at 1.71 million, the second highest in Southeast Asia next to Indonesia. The Manila capital region, home to 13 million people, remains under strict lockdown to contain the spread of Delta. This is VOA News. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga on Friday urged people to refrain from traveling as COVID-19 cases spiked to new records in Tokyo and nationwide, heaping pressure on the medical system. His comments follow health expert recommendations to strengthen states of emergency now in place in the capital and other hotspots. Days after the end of the Tokyo Olympics, Paralympic organizers decided to hold the event mostly without spectators to limit infection risks, according to local media reports. Japan is experiencing a fifth wave of COVID-19 driven by the highly infectious Delta variant. Tokyo is already under a state of emergency, the fourth so far in the pandemic, though some experts have said it should be expanded to cover the whole country. Russia on Friday recorded its highest daily coronavirus death toll for a second day running, as a third wave of infections persists despite efforts from authorities to boost vaccinations. A government tally shows more than 800 deaths over the past 24 hours and more than 22,000 new cases. Russia is the fourth worst hit country in the world in terms of cases, and since mid-June has been hit by a new wave of infections driven by Delta. The new figures bring Russia's total fatalities to more than 168,000, the highest toll in Europe, and experts say that's an undercount. Authorities face a vaccine-skeptic population. One poll this week showed 55% of Russians do not plan on getting inoculated. Israelis aged 50 and over began receiving vaccine booster shots against the coronavirus Friday as the government steps up its drive to stem spiking infections caused by Delta. The 56-year-old health minister in Israel rolled up his sleeve, and he said he hopes that as many people 50 and older will get a third vaccination. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett urged elderly Israelis to get vaccines because, quote, you are in mortal danger. The government announced Thursday it was offering third shots to people aged over 50 2 weeks after launching a campaign to give the elderly booster jabs. Israel was one of the first countries to launch a vaccination drive in mid-December with an agreement with Pfizer to obtain millions of doses in exchange for sharing data. The World Health Organization has called for a moratorium on booster shots until at least the end of September in order to address inequalities in global dose distribution. But Bennett said Israel is doing the world a great service by administering booster shots and sharing the results. He says more than 775,000 Israelis have already received a third shot. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.